the psalm from yesterday and today. I'm going to read from both of them. Psalm 31, verse 7 from the King James says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my troubles. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. And from the NIV, the one that we're kind of reading this year, says, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. And the message says it this way, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain, you disarmed my tormentors. Well, of course, I really responded to the message because that sounded good. And then I thought, well, maybe it sounds too good. Maybe that isn't what these words really mean. So let's do a little searching. So I went to the concordance, and the Hebrew word for I will be glad, glad means to rejoice, to be joyful, to delight, to have joy, and to spin around under the influence of any violent emotion. Amen. You're so excited that you spin around. Does that sound like singing and dancing to you? It does to me. Once more, Peterson got it right. Amen. And the word rejoice means to be glad, to be joyful, to be merry, to brighten up, to be gleesome, to cheer up. And in mercy, what are we doing? We're doing all this rejoicing because of his mercy to us. It means loving kindness, goodness, favor, and beauty. And what is he delivering us from? The end of the verse said, from my troubles and my adversities. And that can even mean depression. Sure. Sometimes we kind of get depressed. You know, this older age that many of us have now begun to enter into, though we don't want to claim it. Once in a while, we have to admit to the Lord and to ourselves, you know, you're depressed. Cheer up, brighten up, girl. Brighten up, guy. It's okay. This is part of living, and God's got it all under control. Amen. So anyway, I think that maybe Peterson got it pretty right in this one. So I like the Message translation. Check one for the Message, okay? Let's go to the end of the verses. And it says, I love the Lord. This is 23 and 24. I love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. And the Message says, love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. Amen. Amen. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
It's true in my life. Is it true in yours? Amen. Mm-hmm. When I stay close to him, hey, his feathers cover me, and all's well with me, okay? But he pays back in full those who are arrogant enough to go it alone. Oh, God, deliver us. Deliver us from wanting to go it alone. Be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. I love the Message translation. So let's say these verses from the Message as we stand and enter into worship. It gives us hope saying these verses. And I expect by the time you're done saying them, I'll see smiles on everybody's face. Okay, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. But he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Amen.
Amen.